What is the source for the custom that some have in which the chassan wears a raincoat on top of his kittel when he is under the chuppah? Anonymous in Canada. The reasons for wearing a kittel are a few. One is that it is the garment that we use partially for tachrichim, for shrouds, and it should remind a person on the day of his wedding of the day of death, to somber him, to the importance of what he's doing, and also it's because people die that there's an inyan to get married and to have children for posterity. So remembering the day of death puts marriage a little bit into perspective also. Other reasons are that a white beged represents free from sin, and a chassan is forgiven his averas on the day of his wedding. He's forgiven all his sins, so he's white as a newborn person, starts a new leaf. Another idea is that he's like a melech, a king, and like a kohen gadol, like a high priest who wears white clothing. Could be for all these reasons we put the kittel under a outside garment in order not to ruin the joy of the marriage by having a open display of shrouds. And also the other ideas could make the chassan very haughty, so he hides this idea that his sins are forgiven and that he's like a king. He hides it to himself. I saw a very interesting idea from the Ger Rebbe. Since the chuppah patterns itself after our wedding to God at Har Sinai, when the Torah was given, so the Torah was given with black fire. Torah originally was black fire on white fire. The way the Torah is written is black letters on a white parchment. So therefore the chassan goes with black over white.